Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Success Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Mike, one of the discouraging things is that the country as a whole is experiencing a pretty pervasive drop in economic dynamism, you know, kind of the entrepreneurial activity that leads to new opportunities, new growth. And this is not a new thing. It's really been going on for, you know, a decade, couple decades maybe. It's most pronounced in manufacturing heavy states that aren't as dynamic as other places. And unfortunately, South Carolina is one of those, isn't it?
But we've been talking about this topic for quite some time, and I feel like the entrepreneurial spirit is stronger here now than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's stronger than it was, I would say. I still think we're trailing some other parts of the country, but there is some good news on this. And, you know, as we've talked about a number of times in the past few years, there have been groups down in Charleston led by people like Ernest Andrade in the Charleston Digital Corridor and John Osborne at the Harbor Accelerator to really start to try to build an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Charleston. Up in Greenville, maybe a decade or so ago, a group of entrepreneurs came together and formed Next. And it's really important that these kinds of organizations are created. I heard somebody say the other day that economies are like gardens. I mean, they have to be tended. You know, if you just leave them alone, they're just going to grow out of control and there'll be a lot of weeds. And you want to tend these entrepreneurial ecosystems and make them grow. And Charleston and Greenville have been a bit ahead of Columbia. But the really good news is that there's a new organization in Columbia called GrowCo. It is beginning to do some of the same kinds of activities that have been done in Charleston and Greenville now for a while, kind of nurture these kinds of early stage companies, help provide the mentoring, help them connect with the capital they need. And there's a lot of things in Columbia that are really distinctive assets. And one of those is the insurance industry. I mean, that's been talked about for a long time, but I think if we put some effort into it, that could be a real strength of Columbia, can it?
We've had efforts in that area before with organizations like ITology, right?
Yeah, and ITology I know something about because, you know, the origins of that came out of InnoVenture. So I was there when that was created, and it was really about training and talent. It was Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they were looking to try to get a pipeline of talent into Blue Cross. GrowCo is a little bit different in that. It's really about trying to start new companies and nurture the companies that have been started. And insurance isn't the only thing in Columbia. I think when you think about IT in general, there's other IT opportunities that can be built on, and that's a place to grow. And I think, you know, putting some effort into this, one of the really important things I think about all of these initiatives, you mentioned ideology. I think if they're really going to be sustainable over a long period of time, that they have to really be run by the entrepreneurs themselves. That's definitely true of Next, which was started by a group of entrepreneurs. I mean, now it's a chamber program, but it was originally a group of entrepreneurs that came together, and they started with a simple idea. How can we co-locate so that we're all in the same place? And it's kind of grown into the program that has. Now, the Charleston Digital Corridor is a function of the city of Charleston, so it's a little bit different, but, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. I know the Harbor Accelerator definitely is a lot of entrepreneurs involved in running that program. And that seems to be what's happening here in Columbia with GrowCo, is that it's a dozen technology firms that have come together to make this happen. And I think that is really important to these kinds of activities that I've seen that have been sustainable over a long period of time. When it's, you know, when it's a government agency or a nonprofit or something else, that's really not the entrepreneurs themselves. They tend to have a life cycle. They start, they do some good work, and then they go away. But the ones that hang around a long time are entrepreneur driven, and this one appears that way. And I think that's a really encouraging sign that maybe this is something that can help nurture this ecosystem in Columbia.
Well, John, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Success Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.